This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money. That's what I want.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and I'm Sherry Marini.
Hey, my name is David Gallner.
Thanks for joining us today. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies Incorporated and Legacy Advisory Group Incorporated. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in a development called Linden Point off of Route 18 in Hermitage, Pennsylvania. Our toll-free number is 1-800-264-4963. That's 1-800-264-4963. Or you can go to our website, which is leavealegacy.com. Leave, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy, L-E-G-A-C-Y.com. Or if you're driving and you can't write that down while you're driving, just simply remember when you get back to your computer to Google Legacy Financial. That's Legacy Financial. Our information will pop up. You can click on that, take you to our website where you'll find all our contact information. So for those of you listening from the Ohio area, where are we located? We're located off of Interstate 80, exit 4B. When you get off of exit 4B, you go about 2.1 miles off the exit ramp. You're going to come into Hermitage, and you're going to pass Combine's restaurant on your left, and Sheets will be directly across the street from that. There's a light there. The very next light, which is about a third of a mile, maybe a half a mile, there's another light now at the entrance of Linden Point. You'll see a stone pediment that says Linden Point. You make a right into the development, and we're the fourth building on the left. We're directly catty corner to Butler County Community College. If you're from in and around the Shenango Valley area, you're going to either come 18 north or south. If you're coming 18 south, you're going to make a left instead of a right in the development, but the directions are otherwise the same. If you're from our Lawrence County area or the Newcastle area, you're going to come off 376. Or you're going to come down 18 going north, and the directions, again, will be exactly the same. So we are very, very easy to find. We think that this is the preeminent location, all of Hermitage. On a nice day, we've got lots of walking trails up here. You can visit with us and then take a little walk around the development if you're so inclined. It's about a mile and a half around the development. So what do we do here at Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group? Well, we work predominantly with folks 50 and older, people who are thinking about getting their affairs in order for retirement, people who are retired, or maybe people who have been retired for a couple of decades. So we focus in on the areas that are pertinent to this age group. And some of you are aware of this, and some of you are not aware of some of these things, but you will find out as you go through your retirement life cycle that these are the areas that pertain to you. We talk about this one first because most people have done literally no planning. In fact, they're lucky if they've even thought about it, which is unfortunate because this is the most important aspect in retirement to think of. It could be the most expensive. It could be the thing that occurs in your retirement life that could wipe you out. And we say that we do planning around how to avoid losing your life savings because of a catastrophic health event. So how to avoid Medicaid spend down because of a catastrophic health event. So when your health changes, what's your plan for care in the future? Most people say, I'm not going to a nursing home. That's usually what they say. We're not talking about going to a nursing home. In fact, we're talking about how to avoid going to a nursing home. So when your health changes, and you could argue the point that it's not going to, but according to the Department of Health and Human Services, if you are 65 and older, you have a 1 in 2 chance of needing nursing home care in the future. That's a fact. 1 in 2. If you're 65 and older, you have a 70% chance that you'll need some kind of care. It might be an assisted living, home health, adult daycare, or nursing home care. So the risk is far too great to write it off and say it won't happen to me. You can, but denial is not a river in Egypt. So when we get older, our health changes. It's a fact. Some of us will be lucky and we'll just die in our bed at night asleep, but most will not have that experience. If you had a 7 out of 10 chance that if you crossed the road, you get hit by a car, I'm pretty sure you'd do something different when you cross the road next time. So this is the same thing. The cost is so astronomical that if you don't plan for it, every single thing that you've planned for retirement, for you and your spouse, could be obliterated just like that in a very short period of time. So we're not big fans here. We don't have necessarily anything against traditional long-term care, but there are some problems to it, one of which is that there will be 30% of people who never need this type of care. You might be one of the lucky ones, and then you've wasted it, but you have property insurance. Your home probably won't burn down. There's like a 1 in 1,200 chance. You have health insurance. You probably use that. You have auto insurance. You may or may not get in a car accident, but you cover all of these aspects. The other problem with it is it goes up many times. It's very expensive, and a lot of people will not qualify for it. So we believe in covering the risk on a pre-crisis basis, but we want you to more efficiently cover the risk. So I'll give you an example. We believe in asset-based long-term care, where you reposition assets you already have, accounts, maybe a CD at a bank that's paying you very little interest and not providing any benefits if you need care. You reposition such an asset to a type of account that would provide additional benefits if you need long-term care. It might cover it for lifetime, X dollars per month, X thousands of dollars per month, but it's without you spending monthly premiums to do so. So that's a better way, we feel, asset-based long-term care. There are lots of different strategies along that line. If you're in a crisis situation, we do crisis planning here. So there are different strategies if you're married than if you're single. We work very closely with elder planning attorneys to implement those types of strategies. Even if you're going into a nursing home or someone is already in a nursing home and you're in spend down, we can still help. So again, you're going to give us a call toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website, leavealegacy.com. This topic is so important that we're going to be doing 10 workshops next year to talk about this very 20. Issue. 20, that's right. But I think there'll be 10 sets of them actually in the same month. So 20 in total. Okay, so let's shift gears. You say, I'm not going to a nursing home. My health is never going to change. You're in complete denial. You can't be in complete denial that you're going to die. I'm going to die. My dad's going to die. Everyone listening here is going to die. I know of no one that's not going to die. So somebody is going to go through probate when you pass away. Now, the only way you won't go through probate is if you die with nothing. Then you don't have to worry about it. But most people have assets of some kind, and their children or their grandchildren, nieces, nephews, friends, someone's going to go through probate. And you say, I have a will, I'm not going through probate. No, I say you have a will, you are going through probate. So your will is nothing more than your written wishes. If you die without a will, fear not, the state will provide one. But like most things that our government provides, it's not what you would have. It's not the natural order of things that you would wish to have your belongings and so on distributed. They make up a distribution that's state ordered, and it's never what people would actually have. So it's better to have a will than no will. And again, we work with estate planning attorneys if you wish to avoid probate. Now, what's the problem with probate? Well, it's very expensive. AARP did a study several years ago that said that it could cost up to 10% of your gross estate to go through probate. If you like your lawyer, leave him something on the side. You don't necessarily have to spend 10% of your gross estate. Now, in all fairness, it's not necessarily 10% that goes to the attorney. Some of it goes to appraisal costs, court costs, transfer fees. There are fees and fees and fees, folks, involved in probate. It's better to be avoided if at all possible in most cases. It is a time-consuming process, so it could take 6 months. It could take a year, 2 years longer. It's a public process, so you've probably seen in the paper published when someone passes and go through probate. It's a matter of public record, so it doesn't matter who I am. I can go through to any courthouse in the land. I can go to Lawrence County, Trumbull County, Mahoning County. I can go to any state I want, for that matter. And I can ask to see anybody's deceased their probate file. Why? It's a public record. So if you had a particularly nosy neighbor and they wanted to know what you owned, did you really have much? They could if they're so inclined and was so motivated to go to the courthouse and find out. And frankly, if your family fights, some of these read like a juicy novel. So if you wish to not have your family experiencing that, there are strategies you can put in place. And again, our Pennsylvania attorney will sit down here with you in our office, and they will give you a consultation to discuss what your options are if you wish to avoid probate. If you're in Ohio, we have an Ohio attorney that we recommend that we use to visit with folks to talk about how to avoid probate. If you have an attorney you use, that's fine. We would be happy to work hand in hand with them. My dad is a master certified estate planner, and I'm a certified estate planner, so we work with these matters all of the time. When we come back, we're going to talk about tax planning. We'll talk about tax preparation. Most people aren't even thinking about that now, so it's a perfect time to talk about tax planning. We'll talk about the retirement roadmap, yellow, green, and red money. What else are we going to talk about, Dad?
We're going to talk about funding Medicare for All, which is a socialist program, a liberal program, with taxes on the rich. Is that possible? Can that work? And we're also going to talk about what they did today, which is October 30th, 2019. What did the Fed do? We'll talk about a Halloween hat trick. What do I mean by that? Stay tuned for much, much more. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. It's the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. It's the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner.
And I'm Sherry Marini.
So we're airing this October 30th, 2019 on Wednesday. Of course, you're listening to it on Saturday between 11 and 12 p.m. And what did the Fed do? You probably already know. So the title of this, and this came from E-Trade, is Halloween Hat Trick, colon, Fed Cuts Rate Again. So in a move that underscores the perceived fragile market, if you consider it fragile or not, the longest, this part's true, running economic expansion, the Federal Reserve on Wednesday cut interest rates by how much? 0.25%. The third such rate cut this year, the Fed's action brings the Fed funds to a target rate of, what is it, 1.5 to 1.75, a level last seen in the second quarter of 2018. The Fed action mirrors rate cuts in July and September, and, of course, a lot of people anticipated that. So the question is, will they continue to cut? The chairman, Jeremy Powell, their objective for inflation is a 2% objective. He said that for quite some time. So it's kind of a mixed economic bag. The Fed's decision to ease monetary policy comes amid mixed economic signals. While the economy is still expanding and the U.S. unemployment is at the 50-year low, that's right, 50-year low, manufacturing activity has been in decline, and trade wars are beginning to take a toll on manufacturer profit margins. Even consumer spending, the lifeblood of U.S. economy, has flagged. The Commerce Department reported that the U.S. retail sales fell in September for the first time in 7 months. That was last month. The news is similarly mixed in financial markets. Equities have posted double-digit gains year-to-date, and the S&P index recently climbed to an all-record high, but some of the biggest gains have come in defense sectors, suggesting that the investors are wary of economic growth products. So will the Fed cut rates again? The indication is probably not, but they don't know. They may take a breather. So we'll just have to wait and see. So here's my question to you. How much more do you think there's in this market? Is it another 3 months, 6 months, year, 2 years? What's your prognostication? You hear the saying, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. So are there some other strategies? Sherry will be talking about yellow, green, and red money and talk about an independent objective analysis. So we'll let her talk about that. And if we get time on this segment, we'll talk about Medicare for All. Is that a socialist, a liberal program, and is that possible? Is Elizabeth Warren onto something? I'm being sarcastic here, folks. It's hard to contain myself. Or is she vacuous, mendacious, and fallacious? The latter. We'll talk about that either the end of this segment or the next segment.
So now we want to shift gears and talk about yellow, green, and red money. And you folks who regular listeners know that we talk about that on every show. It's very important because it's easy to remember for you folks listening. It's the color of a stoplight. And we try to keep things, this isn't what you folks do for a living. So we want to make this as easy to remember as possible because that way you can implement it. So yellow money is your emergency money, money that's checking, savings, money market. It does not matter your financial situation. In fact, if you're flat broke, you especially need an emergency account. But everyone needs an emergency account because everybody has emergencies. The car breaks down, the roof leaks. How much should you have in money, these types of accounts? Because they sure aren't paying much, especially with these rate cuts, are they? Anywhere from 3 months to as much as 12 months of basic living needs. So this does not have to be your vacation fund or every single expense that you have every week in and week out, but your basic living needs should be covered. So 3 months to as much as 12 months. Probably, if you don't have other accounts, you should probably have a bit more there. So on the other end of the spectrum is red money. Red money is money you take risk with. This would be your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, variable annuities, not to be confused with other types of annuities. Variable annuities have market risk. This would be gold and silver, commodities, call options. By definition, they go up and down because they are securities. They're in the stock market. Some people should have no money in red money. Depends on how much you can afford to lose. Now, nobody wants to lose. Even Warren Buffett doesn't want to lose any money. But how much can you afford to lose? So along that vein, we do a detailed risk analysis on a person when they come in to see us. And we also do a tool, which I'll talk about here in a couple of minutes, called the Retirement Roadmap, to see how much you can actually afford to lose. Not how much you want. Now, our goal is not to lose the money, obviously, but it has risk, and you need to be cognizant of that fact when you take risks, that you can lose your principal. Many people during their working years follow a strategy, what we call strategic, which is buy and hold, or we laughingly call it buy and hope, because, and it usually has worked during their working career, particularly if you started in 1982, you could ride that market straight up. But now with the volatility in the market, as you get in or near retirement, you're subject to a new risk called the sequence of return risk. And even if you don't need your money, if you have qualified accounts like IRAs or 401ks, 403bs, 457 plan, anything that hasn't been taxed yet, the government's going to tell you at 70 and a half, you have to start taking that money. And if you fail to do so, you'll have a steep penalty. It's going to be 50% plus all the ordinary income taxes that would be due on it. So by definition, if you have these types of accounts, whether you need it or not, you are going to be subject to the sequence of return risk. What is the sequence of return risk? Well, it's hitting a sequence that's not opportune in retirement and you withdrawing money. We don't control that. The market controls the sequence of return. So unfortunately, what can happen is there are periods of time in history where you made no money or you could lose money. And if you're withdrawing funds during negative market cycles, which you'd be forced to do if you had qualified funds and were 70 and a half, or if you just needed the money to live on, because that's after all why you saved it, it's sort of like adding gasoline to a fire or falling on a knife. It subjects you to the potential cannibalism of your own portfolio, meaning you could run out of money. And that is what you have not been subject to during your working years because you were putting money in, not taking it out. And it did not matter what your sequence of returns was. It made no difference at all when you were adding and not taking away. That money's going to grow. In fact, it's amazing to me the number of times I see folks come in here, and I know, Dad, you say the same. People think they've earned, quite frankly, ridiculous rates of return over periods of time. But you know what they're factoring in? Their own contributions. They're failing to take out their own contributions plus their employer contributions to the 401ks. All they know is that these accounts have gone up and up and up. But mainly, those accounts have gone up and up and up in a lot of instances because they've been adding capital to these accounts. If you take out that, which you have to determine the real rate of return, That's how you know what these accounts have really earned. But people don't think of that. They only see that the account's grown. But anytime you're saving money, accounts are going to grow. So red money, we don't have a problem with it, but we don't believe in buy and hold in your retirement years or near retirement years because it can have a catastrophic effect on your portfolio and your portfolio could cannibalize itself. So we believe in more tactical, hands-on approach where you go in and out of the market. You may even short the market. Our money managers that we utilize here at Legacy Advisory Group are going to be hands-on managers. They're not going to buy and hope. So if you are going to participate in red money, that's the way that we prefer in or near retirement to approach red money. Green money is money that's principal protected. Gains are locked in. You can generate income for life and in some instances even tax-free income for life. So it's pension-like type income. And there's only a few avenues that you can do that with. Of course, long-term CDs is one of them, but they're not paying much, are they? Especially now with these rate cuts, they're even less than before. Fixed annuities, which generally pay a little more than your CD rates, and they just pay a fixed rate of return. And then you have indexed annuities, which are a hybrid, so to speak. They're meant to be a middle-of-the-road approach, sort of an alternative bond strategy, if you will, but they're not a security. And then we have indexed universal life, which has the potential to be able to access that money on a tax-free basis. What's right for one person is not right for another, but these are all green money strategies. And for a lot of people, they should at least consider having a portion of their money in green money types of accounts so that they have a base available to them that they can count on, they will know is going to be there in retirement. So to help you determine this, like I said, we do a detailed risk analysis. We also use a tool in our office, which is not a free tool like on the internet. It's a very comprehensive program that most folks that come in here describe as eye-opening. And we sit around a round table. Meeting one, we're going to do a detailed fact finder on you. We're going to ask you lots of questions. You can ask us questions. If it seems like there's a fit, both for you and us, this is a two-way street, we'll have you back at no charge, and we will do the retirement roadmap. And this is a program where we put all your information into this model. We're going to put you, your spouse, date of birth, planned year of retirement. We're going to put in all your savings and investments, your assets, everything that you own and control in your life. We're going to project rates of return. We're going to tell you how to help us project those rates of return. We're going to put in life expectancy, inflation, all your spending. We're going to put in Social Security. We're going to help you determine what year, because if you bring us your four-page statement after the first meeting, then we'll do a detailed Social Security analysis for you to help you have a better understanding of when it would be optimal for you to take your Social Security benefits. With the click of a button on the right-hand side of our screen, it's going to show us year by year whether you're going to have enough money to last you your lifetime. And if you do, it'll come up and say success. If you don't, it's going to say failed. It'll be in red, and it'll show you what year it fails. And on the left-hand side of the screen, it'll show us what we can do to fix it. Now, if everything's perfect, we're going to stress test it. What if one of you goes to a nursing home? What if you live longer? What if you take your Social Security sooner? What if the market crashes? So we can do all these what-ifs. And most people describe this as eye-opening, and it helps us determine how much you can afford to put at risk in the stock market, how much should be protected.
You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. If you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation or come in to see us or learn more about it, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or Google the word Legacy Financial. Create a website called leavealegacy.com. leavealegacy.com. So just Google Legacy Financial. When we come back, again, we're going to talk about that Medicare for All, and can the millennials save Social Security?
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner.
And I'm Sherry Marini.
Thanks for tuning back. Before we get into talking about Medicare for All and will that work, let's talk about Social Security, which if you're getting near retirement or in retirement, you haven't taken Social Security, you might think it's a Ponzi scheme, which it is, but can the millennials save Social Security? You notice I didn't say the Generation X. There's not enough people. So there's a study been done by Smead Capital Management CEO Bill Smead thinks, now see, thinks doesn't mean he knows, but he says millennials will solve the coming Social Security crisis. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. He said, just do the math. He said there's 89 million in 330 million population. Well, it's 325, but we'll go with the 330 million. He said there's 89 million. That's a pretty big number for millennials. And he said the group behind them, this is crazy, is just as big. In 20 years, there's going to be way more payers into the Social Security system. There's going to be way fewer taker-outers. And that problem will solve itself through, he says, demographics. So is that correct or not correct? I'm not going to go into the rest of it, but if you'd like to get more information, let us know. But if you're interested in getting the Social Security analysis done and you haven't taken Social Security or you're near retirement and you're doing the planning, you might want to give us a call to set up a meeting. So call this number, 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or Google the word Legacy Financial. It'll take you to a website called leavealegacy.com. It has our contact information, and we have some on-demand seminars. You can learn a little bit more about Social Security. We have one on tax-free retirement. One is, are you ready to retire? A paycheck for life called Guaranteed Income, estate planning on wills, trust, power of attorney. Another one's on women and wealth. So just Google the word Legacy Financial. It'll take you to a website called leavealegacy.com. You'll see on-demand seminars, free reports, quizzes that you can watch at your leisure. Or if it's too busy on that website, we have a standalone website called legacyfinancialpresents.com that has those listed as well, legacyfinancialpresents.com. So you want to talk a little bit about
tax planning.
Tax planning?
Yes. Before we do, folks, if you're interested, we do not charge to do the retirement roadmap. I think we should probably. Honestly, there's probably going to come a point when we do. But for now, we do that at no charge, provided there we determine after meeting one there's a fit between you and us. If there is, we'll have you back. We do that at no charge. It's eye-opening. And, folks, I always say you're going to live it anyway. So if you haven't done this exercise with someone, you should, because you're otherwise guessing if you're going to have enough money. You frankly are. You could say, well, my broker did some kind of projection with rates of return. Did they include Social Security, inflation, all your savings and investments, your spending? I doubt it. We find most people have never gone through anything like this because they tell us that they haven't. They tell us that they've tried to find something like this on the internet, but they can't. They say they find it a piece of it here or there, but nothing that brings it all together. So it truly is eye-opening, and it's you just must do this to prepare for retirement. You must. That's why we do it, because we're fiduciaries and we have to know ourselves. So if we're going to work with you, it's a place for us to start and take a look at your entire financial being, if you will. Now, tax planning. Thank goodness tax season is over, officially declared on October 15th of this year. For those who on extension, like we were here in the office, and many people were, this is the perfect time of year to start taking a look at how going forward in 2020 you might be able to save taxes. As I've said every single show, right now it's like the blue light special. We have the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And folks, if you're not taking advantage of the fact that we are probably never going to see tax rates this low again, shame on you then, because you need to be taking a look at going forward. Most of us feel that taxes are going to be going up in the future. And if they are, and you don't take advantage of these blue light special, without, you're missing a golden opportunity. So this is the time of year, because we're not yet getting assembled our taxes for 2019 to prepare and file. So if you, I'll give you two examples. If you have a 401k, a 403b, a 457 plan, or an IRA plan, profit sharing, any of these types of plans, as I said before, the government's going to mandate at 70.5 that you start taking money out of those. And they will disclose to you at the time you're 70.5 what your tax rate will be. But what we know from looking at these types of accounts that most people will pay back their entire tax savings that they received during their working years anywhere from 2 to 10 years in retirement. That's why we often jokingly refer to IRAs as internal revenue accounts or a three-generation tax erosion program. So there might be some strategies that you can implement. Now, it's not a one-size-fits-all, but there may be strategies that we would be able to, instead of you have these be a three-generation tax erosion program, where we might be able to shift this into tax-free strategies going forward. Every situation is different. So there is the option to take a look at that for you during this Blue Light Special. Then if you have non-qualified accounts, so non-IRA types of accounts, and you're receiving interest and dividend income or capital gains, you're in the stock market. You don't need these income streams for yourself in retirement, so you just reinvest. Well, you're voluntarily overpaying your taxes. You say, no, they send me a 1099-B. Well, you are, because it is possible to change the strategy that you're employing and have those taxes not be reportable on your 1040. So you could do something that's tax deferred instead of tax reportable. So by you not doing that, being as you don't need it to supplement your retirement income, then you're voluntarily overpaying your taxes. So we don't just state these things. We actually have some software that just, it's pretty busy on the screen, but once you really get to see it, you see it's pretty powerful. It'll actually show you your complete tax return and show you if you employed a different strategy going forward, how much tax you would save. So we don't just talk about it theoretically. We back up everything we say here with math. Math, not emotion, math. So math helps people make intelligent, well thought out decisions. Emotion makes people make poor decisions. So we back everything we do here with math. And it's worth looking at because it's not about necessarily what you make, it's what you keep. So if you grow it all and it goes to Uncle Sam, well, they're not even going to send you a thank you note. So we prefer it go to your family and those you care about rather than the government. I think most people would agree. Do you have anything you want to add to that, Dad?
No, but speaking of math, I think Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders never took math.
Definitely, they never were in math class. There's no way. Or economics, for that matter.
Funding Medicare for all with taxes on the rich. Is that possible? The study says, no, it's not possible. A bipartisan budget, now hear that, bipartisan budget watchdog released a report Monday detailing options for how the federal government could pay for Medicare for All, the health care plan popular with 2020 Democratic presidential candidates, for the most part, 99% of them are socialists, slant communists, and its findings show there could be no way to fund the expanded health program by simply raising taxes on the rich. The report published by, you ready for the name of this? The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget examined bipartisan a variety of potential ways to raise the estimated $30 trillion. Folks, $30 trillion. Do you know what our budget is? Do you have any idea what our budget is?
That's insane.
In 1 year. You can look this up under GAO, approximately. 4.7, 4.6 trillion for 1 year. This is 30 trillion over 10 years. So let me think, divide 10 into 30, or 30 divided by 10, that's an extra 3 trillion on top of the 4.7. How much revenue do we take in, folks? About $3.6 trillion. We already have close to a trillion deficit. Add 3 more, that's 4 on top of that. Now you got 40.
So they do believe in magic, then, the
liberals.
So $30 trillion
over 10 years necessary to fund Medicare for All, including 32% payroll tax, a 25% income surtax, and a 42% value-added tax. These methods could raise the $30 trillion. Let me repeat that again. 32% payroll tax,
wouldn't
a 25% income surtax, surtax on top of the other one, a 42% value added, like a sales tax. These methods could raise $30 trillion, report said, but there's no way for the federal government to bring in that much money simply by taxing the rich people. Why? There's not enough of them. There's not enough annual income available among higher earners to finance the full cost of Medicare for All, it says. On a static basis, even increasing the top two income tax rate applying to individuals making over $204,000 per year and couples making over $408,000 per year to 100%, 100%, would not raise $30 trillion over a decade. The company chart lists the tax-rich funding option as impossible. If you'd like to get a copy of this, I have that. Just call Legacy Financial Strategies toll free, and I'll be glad to email to you or mail to you. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial take you to a spot where you click on and it says Legacy, leavealegacy.com. Leave a legacy. alegacy.com. It'll take it to our website. It has our contact information. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to support message. When we come back, we'll talk a little politics.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and I'm Sherry Marini.
My name is David Gallner.
Again, folks, if you're interested in getting a copy of that report about Medicare for All and how that will not work with any mathematical formulation, or you're interested in getting a complimentary tax analysis of how you could save taxes going forward, an independent objective analysis where you're positioned in the market, a Social Security analysis, or you want to have that retirement roadmap done for you, give us a call toll-free at 1-800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, or go to our website, leavealegacy.com. That's leave, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com. Or simply Google Legacy Financial, which will take you to our website, Legacy Financial, where you'll find all our contact information. So now I think that you're going to share some politics with these folks. We've already talked about the myth of Medicare for All, and you're going to share some other interesting information. Right now in the news, it's an atrocity what's happening with this impeachment debacle at this time, but I know you have some good juicy information to share with the listeners.
All right, let me give you a quote, by the way. And the quote was from 1944. Now you may say, what in the world does that have to do with today, this quote? Well, this person ran for president, Norman Mattoon Thomas. That was 4 years before I was born, November 20th, 1894, December 19th, 1968, was a leading American socialist, pacifist, and a six-time presidential candidate for the Socialist Party of America. Now, you may say, what's that have to do with today? Well, just hold on a minute. The Socialist Party candidate for president of the U.S., Norman Thompson, said this in a speech, 1944, "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism." Are you one of those that say you won't adopt socialism? But, he said, under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened. He went on to say, "I no longer need to run as presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democratic Party has adopted our platform." Is that true? Well, that may not be true of every demon rat out there, or Democrat, excuse me, but it's true for at least most of the contenders that are running for presidents. I think if you've listened to any debates, you probably would agree. Now, let me read something to an advisor that I met who's from California, and I was in a meeting. I met him in Nashville, and the first thing I said to him, "I have some plastic straws for you," because he told me he's from California. He said, "Don't start there." I said, it's a joke in case you're wearing a wire. I know poop and needles is okay, but plastic straw is not. He said, look, I grew up in the Midwest. He said, they're nuts out there. So he's a strong conservative, and he sent me this email from Tim Allen. Now, I think most of you know him from Home Improvement. I know him from Santa Claus 1 and Santa Claus 2 when my grandchildren were much, much younger. Now I have six of them, anywhere from 9 to 23, but this is many years ago. But he's a strong conservative. I'm going to read something, what he had to say, that he forwarded to me. And he's got lots of goodies, so he wanted to get a copy of this show, and I'm going to send it to him. But here's what Tim Allen had to say on Trump. He said, whatever your feelings for our president, Trump, these are some interesting points that Tim Allen makes. Put your hatred aside and think about this observation. Tim Allen is credited with what? Writing, here are some interesting points to think about prior to 2020. Especially to my friends, Tim Allen says, on the fence, like moderate Democrats, libertarians and independents, and the never-Trump Republicans, those thinking of walking away from the Democratic Party. He said women, some women are upset, but he said women, at Trump's naughty words. They also bought, listen to this, 80 million copies of 50 Shades of Grey. What do they call those people? Hypocrites. Not one feminist has defended Sarah Sanders. At least I'm not aware of it. You might be aware of some, but I'm not. It seems women's rights only matter if those women are liberal. This is Tim Allen. I'm reading from his email here or comments. No border walls, no voter ID laws. Did you figure it out yet? But wait, wait, there's more. Chelsea Clinton got out of college, and listen to this, got a job at NBC. They paid her how much? $900,000 per year. Her mom flies around the country speaking about white privilege. You want to scratch your head about that? I just like that they went from being against foreign interference in our elections to allowing, excuse me, non-citizens to vote in our elections. This is Tim Allen. President Trump's wall, you ready for this, folks? Costs less. President Trump's wall costs less than the Obamacare website. Let that sink in, America. We are one election from open, away from open borders, socialism, which I just read that article a few minutes ago, gun confiscation, and full-term abortion nationally. We are fighting what? Evil. Evil, that's what it's called. They sent more troops and armament to arrest Roger Stone than they sent to defend Benghazi. Think about that. 60 years ago, Venezuela was fourth on the World Economic Freedom Index. Guess where they are today, folks? They are 179th, went from fourth to 179th on their citizens are dying of starvation. In only 10 years, Venezuela was destroyed by democratic socialism. Democratic socialism. And who are the people running for president on that side, the Democrats? Not 100%, but pretty close to it. That's what they are. Russia donated how much to the Trump campaign? Zero. Russia donated $145,600,000 to the Clinton Foundation, but Trump was the one who was what? Investigated. Nancy Pelosi invited illegal aliens, that's right, illegal, not undocumented, illegal aliens to the State of the Union. President Trump invited who? Victims of illegal aliens to the State of the Union. Let that sink in. Where are we heading here, folks? A socialist is basically, according to Tim Allen, a communist who doesn't have the power to take everything from their citizens at gunpoint yet. How do you walk 3,000 miles across Mexico without food or support and show up at our border 100 pounds overweight and with a cell phone? AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, wants to ban cars, ban planes, give our universal income, and thinks socialism works. And she calls who? Donald Trump crazy. And I'm going to add in the cows, too. Bill Clinton paid $850,000 to Paula Jones to get her to go away. I don't remember the FBI raiding his lawyer's office. Do you? Maybe I missed it or forgot about it. I wake up every day, he said, I'm grateful that Hillary Clinton is not the president of the United States. The same media that told Hillary Clinton had a 95% chance of winning now tells me Trump's approval ratings are low. Yes, low. The problem with socialism is sooner or later you run out of people's money. That came from Margaret Thatcher. Maxine Waters opposes voters' ID. She thinks they are racist. But you need to have a photo ID to attend her town hall meetings. President Trump said, they're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in their way. Let me repeat that. President Trump said, they're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in their way. So remember this, if you want to protect your money, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call. Our tagline, help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. We try to increase your returns and possibly reduce your risk. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or Google the word Legacy Financial. Take it to a website called leavealegacy.com. If you'd like to get that complimentary consultation at no charge, give us a call. You want to protect your freedom. Folks, you need to get informed, get educated. It's slipping away. I can see it. I can see it. Number three, the most important, it should be number one. Sherry mentioned that in the first segment. You're going to die, I'm going to die. But the question is, where are you going to spend eternity? Aha. It's either heaven or hell. It's not the annihilation theory. I do another radio show on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m., to 9 a.m. on WPIC called One Way Radio Network. There's only one way to heaven. Man's appointed once to die. Hear that? Once. Then comes the judgment. You'll either go in front of the great white throne judgment or the judgment seat of Christ. You either go in heaven or it's hell. You will not get there because you're righteous. The Bible said there's none righteous. No, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So you need to do what? James 4:10 says you must humble yourself before the Lord. In other words, repent of your sin. You have to recognize that you're a sinner. That's why you need a Savior. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the first and last. Who do you say Jesus is? So repent of your sins, then do what? Accept Jesus Christ, quotation mark, as the God, and mean in your heart. And if you do that, you will, according to the Word of God, spend eternity in heaven. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge, you please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.